Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Brother Brian Tansel will be presenting our words of encouragement on today. His topic is Never Stop Learning and Teaching. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves at quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Before we bring him on, we have one prayer request. Caller 6246, please state your request.
Yes, this is Brother McFall. I just want to thank God for another day, but just ask for prayers for a situation that I'm dealing with. I was in an accident, which was no fault of my own, last weekend, and just praying for everything to be in my favor and that God keeps out the individuals that's just doing things for money and causing more problems, and just continue to pray for me and my family and that everybody stay safe on the highways and byways and be with those that's in the midst of storms throughout this week, and they stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Danielle. Good morning to you and your family. And also, Brother McFall, we will certainly honor your prayer request today. And hopefully you're going to be continue to be healthy and strong. And don't know if you had any slight injuries there, but glad you're able to call in and let us pray with you and for you today, and glad you're okay with that accident. So we will honor your prayer request today. Our topic is never stop learning and teaching. Every day you're told what you can't accomplish. You're told to forget your dreams. You should forget your values and conform to society. Watch this movie. Buy our products. You shouldn't like this person because of the decisions they make. Everything we take into our mind affects the way we think, and information affects the way we talk to people after we've processed that information. The kind of mood we're in each day, the way we process information causes us to react to things happening around us. For every stimulus, there's a response. Last week, we talked about red lights, yellow lights, and green lights, and the importance of letting some things go. You're ultimately in the driver's seat and in control of how you think. So we make decisions to watch a certain TV program or show, to read the Bible. A certain Facebook post tells you someone is hurting or just starving for attention. A YouTube video with someone pretending to be an expert in a certain area. Like this. Share this, retweet this, post this, click on this, watch this, and buy this now. We've all seen this. So how are we spending our time as Christians? What could be more important than doing the will of our Father? We live in a society that's full of entertainment and distractions. I'm not saying not to watch anything, but don't let your frame of reference be changed. Always remember why you are on this earth and what your mission is. And if you're connected to God's word, then you'll challenge yourself to stay connected. If you're committed to God's word, you'll challenge yourself to stay connected. The question, what must I do to be saved, doesn't end with the baptism. There's more work to do, and we need to get busy doing it. Never stop learning and teaching. Proverbs 23:7 tells us, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what shapes our thinking? Do we shape it? Is it more shaped by external forces? That's why we have our devotions, our prayer calls. That's why we assemble on Sunday, Wednesday night, and any time we can get together to make sure that we keep each other uplifted, motivated, plugged in to God's word. Proverbs 18 and 15 later tells us the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. In 16, it says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. Isn't it good when you have a great conversation with someone about the Lord, things he's doing in your life, other people's life, because you're just so excited about someone else's happiness and you see God working in their lives and you express that, because we're not always focused on what's going on inward, right? We need to be looking around and encouraging others for good things happening as well. So how do man's decisions affect our learning capabilities? We think of this world we live in. We have politicians, we have leaders, managers, family, friends, total strangers impact the way we think in our learning. How do we stay grounded when there's so many people that influence how we think? Those saying, be careful who you hit your wagon to. We have to be able to filter information in order to make good decisions. Some things you have to let go of. Remember there in Proverbs 1 and verse 8, where it tells us, he that giveth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. So how do you get wisdom? Is wisdom some people are born with? Is wisdom something you seek, and once you get it and understand it, you keep it? How do you keep it? Verse 20 tells us, Proverbs 1 and 20 says, hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. So we have to seek knowledge, acquire the knowledge, and then we have to apply that knowledge that we've acquired. And over time, it becomes wisdom. Every one of us has the ability to teach someone something in this life as we're growing as Christians. There may be a small message that you need to teach to a child. There's no guidebook on being a parent, but I would say the Bible is probably the best guidebook you can navigate this world by. But if we apply it to our lives and let it soak in to our soul, and then these decisions, these stresses in life that we face, we'll be able to get through to the other side. God is waiting for us to win that battle and to fight that battle. There's some he can fight for us. He might be able to cut down some trees and clear the path for us, but we still have to walk to the other side of the forest because that's where the blessing is. So we have to think about what is it going to look like on the other side when I get past this obstacle. I'm not going to stay right here because all I see are these big, tall pine trees in my way. On the other side is the sunshine, but we have to take the steps to get there. That's our message today. Never stop learning and growing. Never stop learning and teaching. And we all have a responsibility to do that. So as we close, I want you to never stop learning and teaching. Take heed to God's word. Watch the signs for false prophets, false leaders, unbelievers. Pray regularly and earnestly and keep doing God's work. With that, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for allowing Brother McFall to survive his accident that wasn't his fault. And we pray for his continued safety on the highways and byways, and all of those that are traveling. Sister Danielle's husband also is a trucker. But with Brother McFall in particular, we pray that the folks that are that appear to be trying to gather some money out of the company, out of the organization, Lord, we've got so many people that have the wrong heart, Lord. And at the end of the day, we win when we're on your side. Let us pray today. We're praying for Brother McFall and his success in fighting this accident. Be with the families that are in the face of the storms, that we have that continue to happen every 4 weeks or so. There's some big storms brewing. And Lord, we know that we're here on this earth to do your mission. There's always going to be things that we face. Some we see, some we don't see. But Lord, keep us grounded in faith in everything we do. Praying for Sister Danielle's family, her son in the military, Miss Riley, Miss Betta, that they continue to grow up and be strong. We're praying for Pete Taylor, my uncle, who married my Aunt Bessie. They live in Decatur, Illinois. We did get word that he lost his mother. Please be with our family at this time. Be with my parents and family, my niece, my two nephews in the military as well. One is in basic training right now. And we're praying for my sister and her husband's traveling Grace back home from visiting him in Texas. And may Will continue to be strong. And also may Thomas Allen Tansel III, who is serving in the Air Force at this time. We're praying for you out there, our caregivers, who've taken care of other people. Sometimes you just need the bright sun to shine in your day. You need a little bit of laughter, a little bit of humor as you think about something that makes you happy. Maybe it's just looking outside and watching nature happen. But Lord, let them find the peace within their heart. We know that these warriors for Christ are long-suffering. Some have been caregivers for an extended length of time, Lord, but never put more on us than we can bear. And keep these great people strong. We're praying for our ministers that deliver our messages. May they continue to be safe. May they continue to give us this greatness. Keep us grounded. Keep our knowledge strong, our wisdom strong. Keep us in the mode of learning. And then we can teach other people. And ultimately, Lord, we can bring people to Christ. That's our mission while we're on this earth, and we're all committed to that. So let's go out and do it today. This is going to be a great day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to our call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.